Well, tomorrow I'm going to share a full message. Tonight I want to share something really short. And I want to ask you to turn, I hope I have the right scripture, turn to Exodus chapter 31. This is not at all what I plan to talk about, but I want to just focus on something really simple but powerful. I want to read this to you. This isn't from this week's Torah portion. It's from what we read recently. It says, "The Lord said to Moses, 'See, I've called by name Bezalel, the son of Uri, son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah, and I filled him with the Spirit of God, with ability and intelligence, with knowledge and all craftsmanship.'" And then it goes on. And I was thinking about this passage because the other day I got a text from one of our congregants who I pray with regularly, Michelle Allen, and he has an equipment business for construction equipment where he rents construction equipment to businesses here in town. That's one of the businesses that he does. And they were having a problem with a 320 excavator. I'm sure that's something y'all are familiar with. I actually looked up the numbers on these excavators to get some idea. Made by Caterpillar, big excavator, you know, with this. Some people would call it a steam shovel, you know, but of course there's no steam in these things anymore. It's one of those articulating arms that has a scooping bucket at the end, and they had rented it to a client, a new client, and it wasn't working. And there was a fuel blockage and they couldn't figure out why. And they'd been working on it for a couple of days, and he texted me and said, "Please pray, because the client needs this and they're getting antsy." And so he prayed and I prayed, and then the next day I didn't hear back from him, so I wrote him, "How's the excavator? What's the deal? How's the client? What's the deal?" And he said, "Our guy Brandon found the blockage. It took him a couple of days." And then he quoted the scripture. And he said, "The Spirit of God is with us for all craftsmanship. Praise the Lord." And I said, "Praise the Lord." And it helped me understand something. You don't have to be super spiritual to think that God is interested in helping you in every area you have responsibility. Because God is the God of heaven and earth. He's concerned for all things. But here's what you can do, and it's not being super spiritual, it's just being normal spiritual. You understand that even your talents, even your abilities, need to be harnessed together under the guidance of the Holy Spirit in order for you to do certain things that need to be done. And when you become a praying person about the problems that you face, the challenges that you have, the opportunities you have, and you use your abilities, the "and" is very important. Those go together. When you combine these, you know what? You can find breakthroughs in areas of your life you will not experience breakthroughs in without adding the Spirit. Now, if you try to separate these things and say, it's all spiritual, we're just going to focus on the Spirit, that's not going to work. If you say, it's all just a matter of skill and ability, we're just going to use our abilities, that's not going to work. It's bringing the two together. Now, tonight, when we started our service, we had a technical problem. How many of you can remember that far back? Good. The problem was our computer and our projector system weren't connecting. And so that's why we started our Hebrew prayers with a siddur. Old school, we are using Thank the Lord. We still have siddurim. We have books. You can open and turn to this page and that page, and you can read when the projector is not working. And we prayed, but there was one more thing. We tried a variety of steps, and Danny tried a number of different things. I even suggested something I observed that Jared had done once, and that didn't work. But Josh Manning, Josh Manning, who isn't in the room right this minute, or are you? He is in the room. Wave your hand, Josh. Okay, look back there. He's recording tonight. So Josh, who is a computer guy, he's not ready to give up. And so he finds a box back there that doesn't look right to him. And he and Danny examine it, and they find out the power has been disconnected from that box, and there are no lights on the box indicating it's not working. They plug it in, it's working again. Now, I think, this is what I'm thinking, is that was an illustration for us of joining together your intelligence, your abilities, and the Holy Spirit together. Do you see what I'm saying? And I'm bringing this to you because I believe that you might have already faced in the past week some problems that you couldn't solve using all of your abilities. Did anybody have such problems? A few. You might still have those problems right now. But I want to tell you, there may be a way through those problems, and that is to join your different capabilities, your ability, say that word with me, ability, your intelligence, say that with me, intelligence, knowledge, that's important. If you don't have knowledge, you know, you're not in this group. Repeat that with me, knowledge and craftsmanship. Say that, craftsmanship, together with the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God wants to work with you and through you in this way. It takes it out of the realm of being like charismaniacs or super spiritual people who think it's all spirit all by itself. But the Spirit of God works through the body of God, the body of Messiah, and works through the other qualities of God, which is why we're commanded to love God with all of our heart, all of our soul and strength, and all of our mind too, and might. Yeshua adds mind just to clarify it in case you weren't thinking. He puts a little gloss on it. Ability and intelligence work together. Knowledge and craftsmanship work together. All of these things work together under the authority of the Spirit of God. And there may be times when you cannot move forward using only your abilities, even the abilities God gave you. You can't move forward and solve all your problems just using your skills. You'll actually need to seek the Lord, and then He will help you so that His Spirit will have the last word and get the glory and the honor. I tell you this, when God works that way, it makes you want to praise Him. So tonight, even though we started with a problem, a technical problem, we ended with praise to the Lord. And I think it was to the glory of God, because some of you are going to go out to your world that you're living in, and you're going to see your situation differently, and God is going to lead you differently because of what you experienced tonight. You might say, well, I like things that are more dramatic. You don't need more dramatic all the time. You don't have to be a drama junkie to be led by the Spirit. You do have to be open and to bring all that you've got to the Lord. And then He can lead you sometimes in the most simple of ways. We prayed for Craig Wagner tonight. He told me an interesting story today that he was working with a ministry that needed some help down in South Florida, And he gave them a week of his time, and he was supposed to fly back on a Sunday on ValueJet. This was a ways, some time ago. And the group said, well, we want you to stay another week. But he had actually finished his work, but now they had some more stuff that they thought he could do. And in his spirit, with no understanding, he felt he shouldn't stay. And so he got on the plane, as he was scheduled to, having completed his assignments, and he went back home. And the plane he was flying was an airline called ValueJet, and they were flying this route once a week on Sundays. And you know what happened the next Sunday? The next Sunday, that plane went down and crashed in the Everglades, and everyone died. And he said to me tonight, the Lord protected me. I can't explain why, only that he did. And it's like the Lord was leading me, he said, to go back when I thought I should go back, not at another time. He was using his skill, he was being led by the Spirit, but on this detail, it was all by the Spirit in combination. And he understands that those things work together. So I want to encourage you, don't disconnect your brain from your prayer. Don't disconnect your spiritual life from your heart, from your emotional life. Don't disconnect your real world from God's spiritual world with you. They're all together. And don't disconnect the Holy Spirit from your abilities, your intelligence, your knowledge, which you have to gain the hard way, your craftsmanship, which you have to gain the hard way. But when you gain those and you bring them under the authority of the Holy Spirit, you know what? God can do great and mighty things with you, through you, and for the benefit of other people too. So let's pray. Lord, thank you for your mercy to us. Thank you for being good to us and watching over us. Thank you for redeeming us and caring for us and for being concerned with the real world we live in. We bless you in Yeshua's name. Amen. We're going to close with Aaron's blessing. Would you please rise? Yivarechecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ye'er Adonai panavelecha v'yichunecha. Yisa Adonai panavelecha v'yisemlecha shalom. The Lord bless you, and the Lord keep watch over you and protect you. The Lord cause the light of his face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you his peace. In the name of Yeshua, the Prince of Peace. Amen. Amen. Shabbat shalom. Amen.